One of the things that has really stuck out to me recently is the fact that these atheists that I'm dealing with on the internet, about 90% of them always have these posters of Final Fantasy or Mario Kart or Super Mario Brothers in their background of their videos. This to me is kind of like a dead giveaway, because these people, they're obviously living in a fantasy land by believing that the world popped into existence uncaused with no God. I mean, that in and of itself requires belief in magic, belief in superstition, if you will. But the fact is that this crowd has really never grown out of Toonit Network. They haven't grown out of Nickelodeon. Most of them on the internet that do response videos to me or other creation apologists, they have literal fantasy stuff hanging up in their background. They've got Marvel comics hanging everywhere. They never grew out of Super Nintendo. I mean, this is the crowd that we're dealing with.
Knowing Matt Powell and having seen one of Matt Powell's sermons and then seeing him personally off to the side, it's not just an online, you know, duplicitous character thing. It is a, that is him.
I figured it would be appropriate to really point this out, because this is the same crowd that's coming after your children right now. The reason that they create cartoons and try to tell you why the Bible's wrong is because they want to infiltrate the minds of the youth. They want to change their mind. They want to get them thinking that there is no God. Misery loves company. They're making it their purpose to tell everybody that there is no purpose. And if you have children that have been influenced by these guys, just point out to your kids that these are a bunch of adults that have never grown out of childhood. Why else would they have Dragon Ball Z in the background? Or Star Fox? I mean, it just, to me, it's a dead giveaway. We're dealing with a crowd of people that are literally stuck in their childhood, and they've never grown out of it. But of course, this is the first crowd to tell us that the Bible's wrong. This is the first crowd to come to tell us that dinosaurs farted themselves to death, or that squids and octopi rode on a comet from outer space into our Earth and crash-landed to evolve and to continue their evolution on Earth. Of course, the crowd that tells us that the Bible is incorrect and that Jesus was just a man and not God is the very crowd that believes that monkeys made a sea voyage from Africa to South America on rafts. That they literally surfed from Africa to South America. One guy responded to me recently. He goes, well, that sounds crazy. Let's clarify. It wasn't a surfboard. It was a log or some seaweed.
So we have seen evidence, plenty of evidence, for animals drifting on logs, drifting on seaweed, drifting on whatever through the ocean.
I mean, that's pretty desperate when you're saying that monkeys actually rafted on seaweed across the ocean. I mean, give me a break. You know, it just, to me, I don't even know what to say. Internet atheists and non-believers, I tried, okay? I tried my best. I can honestly say that I've tried my best to help you understand the world around you. If you don't want to understand the world around you, if you want to continue living in Toon Network land or Nickelodeon land, like your posters have demonstrated, I can't help you. You have to grow out of childhood into adulthood. The Bible says that when I became a man, I put away childish things. When you have posters of literal Nickelodeon, SpongeBob, Patrick, Squidward in your background, that is such a dead giveaway that you've never grown out of Marvel Comics, that you've never grown out of PBS, that you've never grown out of the things that you need to grow out of. I don't do these videos to be condescending towards you if you are one of these folks. I simply point this out because it's kind of the elephant in the room. I mean, when you're going around saying there is no God, and proclaiming this while you have posters of literal kids' material on your wall as a 40 or 50 or 60-year-old man or woman, grow up.